Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
You've got it on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online, live, and archived at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This is Raise a Glass. Many people have covered that song, especially between 1967 and 1969. There were 16 versions, by my count, in just 2 years. Most notably, Deep Purple's first hit in 68. The first version was Billy Joe Royal in 67. But we heard a version from 1969 by the man who wrote it, singer-songwriter and producer Joe South, who died on this day in 2012. He wrote a lot of hits in the late 60s and early 70s, including Games People Play, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden. He was 72 when he died at home from a heart attack. South also played guitar on Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde album. All right, coming up, we've got Ian Dury, Tower of Power, The Smiths, and more. Back into it now with The Flying Lizards. X-Ray.
in life for free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. Thrill. But your love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Don't get everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money.
midnight train, an arm full of boxcar, the wings of a magpie, holds a hooligan knife. I busted up a chevron, play out by the Kokomo, cook up a mess of mulligan, got into a fight. Passed the path to graveyard, stepping on a crack. Me and mother of a diver one night jack. You've never seen me sleeping, how about a railroad tracks? We're gone as the prison darkness, what about all that smoke come from the stack? Sometimes I kill myself a jackal, I snuck out all the blood. Steal myself a station wagon, driving through the mud. I'm on the way to pass the graveyard, stepping on the crack. Mean mother of a diver one night jack. I know you see my headlights, the honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhounds, chase that devil to the core. Passing out a truck to Mississippi, now that sucker drives a bone. I'm born in a taxi cab, I'm ever going home. Passed about the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother of a driver, one out of jack. I haven't seen the glory, the train under the ditch. I only come to Baton Rouge, I gotta find myself a witch. I'm gonna snatch me up a couple of them every time it rains. You see, I look at more than probably thinking it's a train. Where's the path to graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother of a driver, one out of jack. What do you think is the sunshine? Just a twinkle in my eye. Got a ring around my finger, call it 4th of July. I get a little lonesome, tip off of my cheek. Called up in an ocean in the middle of the week. Went to pass the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean bottle of a driver, one out of deck. Coming to town on a night train, arm full of boxcars. Wings of a magpie, was a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear me off a rainbow, wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so I can never tell a lie. Went to pass the graveyard, stepping on a crack. A mean mother of a type of one out of jack.
My bed. children not to do what I have done. Spend your life sincere in misery in the house of the rising sun.
On this day in 1964, the Animals started a three-week run at number one with House of the Rising Sun, generally considered the first folk rock song. When first released, the record company lied to everyone. Yes, they printed the time of the song on the record as 3 minutes, feeling that the real time of 4 minutes was too long for radio airplay. And it worked. Before that, it was on this day in 1978, Tom Waits' Blue Valentine was released, his sixth studio album. We heard Whistling at the Graveyard. The woman with her back to the camera on the back cover was Waits' girlfriend at the time, Ricky Lee Jones. Do with that information what you will. We heard Sex, Drugs, and Rock and or Roll from Ian Dury and the Blockheads, in honor of their drummer, Charlie Charles, who died of cancer on this day in 1990. And at the top of that block, another song, like Hush from earlier, one that's been covered many, many, many times. I went with the decidedly wacky, ultra-new wave-sounding Ava Gabor vocal version from the Flying Lizards. It was Money, That's What I Want. To be honest, all these years, I never knew that was the name of the band doing that. But I play it in honor of the lady who wrote that song. I would have guessed it was Holland Dozier Holland or the Isley Brothers, but no, it was written by Jamie Bradford, who died on August 22nd. She was the receptionist at Motown when she wrote that, and her boss, Berry Gordy, predictably slapped his name on there, too. I don't know, maybe he contributed something. But she would go on to be head of writer relations for Motown's publishing arm, and she wrote more songs for Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and others. Moving right along, here's
David Bowie.
Fumes that I made, forget that I'm fast.
so strange.
Babe.
I left the north, I traveled south, I found a tiny house and I can't help the way that I feel. Oh, yes, you can kick me, and you can punch me, and you can break my face, but you won't change the way I feel. Say yes, but you will change your mind. I left the south, I traveled north, I got confused, I killed a horse. I can't help the way that I feel. Oh yes, you can kick me, and you can butt me, and you can break my spine, but you won't change the way I feel. Yes, but you will change your mind. I left the north again, I traveled south again, and I got confused, I killed them, and I can't help the way I feel.
It was on this day in 1988, the Smiths' live album Rank was released as a contractual obligation. You know what I mean. It was recorded almost 2 years earlier, but the record company used it to capitalize on the success of Morrissey's debut solo album, which was released earlier the same year. The title, by the way, is Cockney rhyming slang for wank. I think we can say that on the air, as it's not a term we Americans use. We heard Is It Really So Strange? Prior to that, 1988, on this day, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released the single Deanna, the second single from the 1988 album Tender Prey. A more recent interview described the song as everything the movie Natural Born Killers tried to be but failed at. And to top that block, from David Bowie's live album Cracked Actor, the song Cracked Actor, it was recorded at the Universal Amphitheater on this day in 1974. The album came out in 2017. Hey, did you know today is National Hummingbird Day? Well, it is! I won't get into it here, but I encourage you to learn about these fascinating creatures. And at the very least, even those of you who do dig hummingbirds and keep the feeders outside your window, you rarely change the nectar in it, admit it. And they don't want it when it's gone bad. Real easy to make. Boil 1 cup of water with 1/4 cup of white granulated sugar. Done. Let it cool, though. So there you go. That's a good way to celebrate. All right, let's check on...
This Day in History.
1698. Russian Tsar Peter the Great imposes a tax on beards. Why? Apparently, he was trying to force Russian society to adopt Western European fashion and culture, which was not fond of beards at the time. 1882. 10,000 workers march in the first Labor Day parade in New York City. 1885. The first gasoline pump is delivered to a gasoline dealer in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 1957. Viking Press publishes On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Ask your doctor if Kerouac is right for you.
1966. Jerry Lewis's first annual Muscular Dystrophy Labor Day Telethon is broadcast. Over the years, these telethons would go on to raise more than $2.45 billion for Jerry's Kids, as they were called. As for Jerry's own five sons, he specified in his will that they were to receive absolutely nothing from his $50 million fortune. What a guy!
I blocked him and every child that I saw die. I blocked them out.
Wait, what? That got really dark.
1975. President Gerald Ford is the target of a failed assassination attempt by Manson family member Lynette Squeaky Fromm in Sacramento, California. She was granted parole in 2009. 2020. More than 50 people are arrested as Portland observed 100 days of protests against racism and police brutality.
You got to fuck. ocean, and I don't want your cheap emotion. Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love, your dirty love. Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen his book before. Well, I don't need no consolation, and I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love, your dirty love.
Signals emptiness for me. into gray, to a gray hope that opens to be. Starless we'll be right back.
wishing a happy birthday to saxophonist and flutist, or is it saxophonist and flautist, Mel Collins. He's played the iconic sax parts on a lot of hits. The Rolling Stones' Miss You, Wang Chung's Dance Hall Days, Tina Turner's Private Dancer, and many, many others. I went with the exquisite King Crimson track, Starless. He turns 79 today. Another birthday today, Ian Donald Calvin Euclid Zappa, better known as Dweezil Zappa, turns 57. You'd think it's weird that he actually has a conventional name while his sister got stuck with Moon Unit. But no, no, it's because the nurse at the hospital refused to register him under the name Dweezil, to the point of arguing with his mother in the delivery room about it. So Frank stepped in and rapidly listed the names of several musician friends, and the nurse added all of them to the birth certificate. His name was officially changed to Dweezil when he was 5. Dweezil, by the way, was a nickname coined by Frank for his wife Gail's funny-looking pinky toe. Now you know. Dweezil is constantly out on the road these days, keeping his dad's legacy alive. He did dad's song Dirty Love. And at the top of the block, Tower of Power doing You've Got to Funkifize. So true. It was on this day in 2017, their former lead singer Rick Stevens died. In 1976, Stevens was in his 30s, 4 years out of the band, and seriously addicted to drugs. Then, in a drug deal gone bad, he shot and killed 3 men. He was sentenced to life, but only served 36 years in prison. Died of cancer a few years after his release. All right, that'll just about wrap it up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes, and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for something. I'm not sure if Skybound Station has been on. We've been having these remotes from the radio room. Beaches has been extending their show, so maybe that's what's coming up. I don't know. Stay tuned anyway. It's going to be good. I'm going to leave you with one more. It was on this date in 2017, bassist for the German band Can, Olger Chukai. I think I pronounced that right. He passed away. Here's Vitamin C on X-Ray. Radio is yours. Christmas and all about the, oh, she is a step.